Well, Lord, we thank you and praise you, Jesus. Amen. Let's pray. Well, Father, first and foremost, we thank you and praise you, Lord, for the blessings in our lives. And that is that you woke us up this morning. And we're here to plant the seeds in the people's hearts. Those who don't know you yet, Lord, I pray in Jesus' name that today that they will change their heart and turn to you. Father, I pray for Reverend Jerry as he gives the word, and Reverend Sam as he reads the word, that Father, people's ears would be open to hear the truth. Open their ears, open their eyes and their hearts to receive you as their Lord and Savior. And Father, I know all the things that are going on in this world are devastating. Hurricanes, tornadoes, shootings, everything. Every day you turn on the news and it's one disaster after another. And God, I know that you're showing that you're not pleased with America. Father, that we've taken you out of just about everything. And you're not happy. And I know you direct the weather, Lord. It's all yours. You created the stars, the moon, the sky, the wind. And Father, help America repent. And Father, bring those who have strayed back to you, Lord. You've given us every opportunity to come. And Father, I pray that now we will finally see, Lord, that our time is short. We need to know where we're going to go when we leave this earth. Speak to the hearts of your people, Lord. We thank you once again for the food that we'll be receiving. We ask you that you would bless it, Lord. Thank you for the clothes and all the things that come into this ministry. Everything given right back out to your people, Lord. And we'll give you all the honor, the praise, and the glory. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Amen. Okay, now this is Reverend Jerry. You know him. And Sam, I believe Reverend Sam is going to read for him. So let's give them some time to get up here, and then we'll get started.
God bless you, Judy. Praise the Lord, brothers and sisters. Thank and praise God that he brought us down one more stand that morning to declare his word to his peoples. I said this ever Saturday morning. I've been with Judah now about 4 or 5 years. I'm going to continue on saying this because it's the truth. Thank God for Judah and Pastor Steve, and thank God for the kitchen. Every Saturday morning, they down here preparing your food. That's a blessing. To me, it's a blessing to see this.
Amen.
Because a lot of people wouldn't give up their Saturday morning to come down here and fix your food. But because they do that, it reminds me of the scripture. In John 3:16. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. That's love. These people come down here every Saturday morning preparing your own food. And you know something? If you don't feel like going up there getting it, guess what they'll do? I watched them. They'll bring it to you. And you tell me that ain't love. That's what the world needs now is love. Love is missing out of this world. Father, in the name of your son, Jesus Christ, one more time that you have put me before your people to declare your word, Father. Father, I pray in the name of your son, Jesus Christ, let your Holy Ghost stand up in me real strong this morning. Let me preach your word with power this morning, Father. In the name of Jesus Christ, I pray and ask. You know, sometimes my mind runs back to the old like a cross. Think about how God laid up on that cross. Think about how he died a terrible death for all of us. That was love, brothers and sisters. That was love. Sometimes I get in my truck and just get on the highway and put in one of my CDs and just meditate on the Lord. How good he's been to us. Like Judas said, some of y'all been coming down here for years and years and years. And you still ain't got the message. But God wants you to get the message this morning, brothers and sisters, because he don't want nobody to go to hell. It's a real place. Why, you believe it or not, it's real. Hallelujah. Reverend Sam. Now, if something's stinking, where should it be if it's stinking? If some have died and it's stinking, it should be buried. It should be buried if it's stinking. If it's dead, it should be buried. We're going to talk about something stinks this morning to God. Nostra. He says stinks to him. In the book of Romans, the 6th chapter and the 23rd verse, I believe it is, Romans 6:23. The Bible says, for the wages of sin is death. Thank you, brother. But he went on to say, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Come on, Holy Ghost, stand up in me now this morning. Stand up in me, Holy Ghost. I thank and praise God for the Holy Ghost, brothers and sisters, because without the Holy Ghost, we would be hit. Satan would take us out. That's our keeper, the Holy Ghost. Acts 1 and 8, plain to tell us. After the people have received the Holy Ghost, they receive power. That's what we need today, power.
Yes, Lord.
74 years old. Ain't never been in the hospital. No pain nowhere in my body. And I still can kick a leg every now and then. Hallelujah. Hey, preacher, go to Romans 6, 1 and 2, preacher. God bless you. We're going to say this and get on out the way.
Amen. Thank you, Lord. What shall we say then? Shall we continue in sin that grace may abound? God forbid. How shall we that are dead to sin live any longer therein?
Like I said, if it's dead, bury that thing. Stinks to him.
Amen. Yes, Lord.
Now, sister, my sister's here. Now, I've been around people. You know, when you get up early in the morning and some people don't brace their teeth and rinse their mouth out. And I've talked to some people, and you know, I have to back up a little bit when they start talking, because they didn't brush their teeth, and I don't want to smell that odor. God says sin stinks to him. That's what the book says. How many people in here know James Brown? Some of y'all know James Brown. And some of y'all don't. I got to sit down sometime because I'm not as young as I used to be. My legs ain't strong as they used to be, brother. But James Brown. I never cared nothing about his singing. But I love to see that boy dance. I don't know what James Brown had before he came out there on that stage. But when he came out there on that stage, singing the song and done his things, he said, I feel good like I know I should. I don't know what Jane Brown had, but I sure can tell you what Reverend Cloyd got this afternoon. I got Acts 1 and 8. The Bible says in the book of Acts 1 and 8, after the people had received the Holy Ghost, they received power. I ain't been drinking no wine neither. I ain't been taking no shot. I ain't been taking no pills. I feel good of the Holy Ghost. That's what the people need today, is the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
Yes, sir. We need Him.
Thank you, Lord.
I feel good this morning. I don't know about y'all. I feel good. The Holy Ghost making me feel good. That's my medicine. That's my shot. It's the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Praise God. Preacher, go to Luke 12, 47, 48, preacher. We're going to wind it down. Luke 12, 47, and 48. Now, this is God talking to some of y'all. He's talking to all of us. In red, right. Luke 12, 47, and 48. Now, some of y'all done wrong last night. But you know something? God still love you. That's the kind of God we serve. He still love us. He wants you to be saved. He don't want you to go to hell and burn in hell. He don't want that. That's a one-way ticket. It's no update. You know something? Let me say this right quick, because we're going to close it out. Education is good. Don't get it twisted. Education is real good. Driving one of them BMWs, that's good too. Got all that money stacked up in the bank, that's good. Wearing fine suits every day, all that is good. But you know something? Satan ain't interested in all that. There's only one thing Satan is interested in. Just one thing. That soul. He wants that soul. He don't care what you got, how pretty you look, how ugly you is, how fat you is. He don't care about none of that. He wants that soul. Go ahead, preacher. Luke 12, 47, 48. Now listen what the word says.
And that servant, which knew his Lord's will, and prepared not himself, neither did according to his will, shall be beaten with many stripes. Verse 48. But he that knew not, and did commit things worthy of stripes, shall be beaten with few stripes, for unto whomsoever much is given, of him shall be much required, and to whom men have committed much, of him they will ask the more.
Thank you, preacher. I see my sisters over here. They're in the word. I thank God for that, sister. That blessed my soul to see y'all women is in that word. Reading it for yourself. That's a blessing. When we know to do right. I was married for 47 years. My wife left me 3 kids and 7 grandkids. About 48 years. 48 years I've been married to this woman. One woman. She's been gone about 5 or 6 years. I took her to a living hell. But she stayed with me. Her friend used to tell her, leave that no good man. He don't never amount to nothing. Leave him. My wife said, no, I can't do that. I ain't going to have no other man over my kids. She stayed with me. 48 years running up until she passed. When we know to do right. Now, I'm a single man now. Now, I know it would be wrong for me to go ahead and get a woman, and she ain't my wife, and do the wrong thing with her. Now, I know that. And some of y'all know it's right. Some of y'all know what you be doing, but some of y'all still do it. But God still loves you. He's still giving you a chance. He's still giving you an opportunity to get right with Him. Hallelujah. Praise God. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Reverend Sam has been traveling with me for Mighty and his wife, grandkids. He reads for me. Mighty man of God. I can't say enough about this man. Praise God for him daily. God, I really put some up in his head. I put the word up in there. And he teaches too. Anointed man of God. Been traveling with me for a long time. You know some brothers and sisters, as I'm looking around, I've heard Judah say, her heart is heavy this morning. My heart is heavy too. Because there's so much going on today. People just dying daily. We don't know why we're going to make it home when we leave here this morning. We don't know. That's the reason why God said, this day, the day you hear my voice, harden not your heart. I pray this morning that somebody will hear the word of God and surrender this morning. Because God loves you. He loves you so much. Died a terrible death on that cross for us. Hallelujah. Preacher, let's go to Luke 16:19. We're going to close it up, preacher. Thank God for the Holy Ghost. Stand up in me, Holy Ghost, this morning. My legs is getting weak. My legs ain't as strong as they used to be. So the time when I would get happy, I would jump up on the table and do the James Brown. I can't do it now. My legs won't let me. My legs won't let me. Yes, sir. I praise God for the Holy Ghost. I love him. Luke 16:19, preacher. Listen now what God is saying.
There was a certain rich man.
Uh-huh.
Which was clothed in purple and fine linen and fared sumptuously every day.
Yes, sir.
And there was a certain beggar named Lazarus, which was laid at his gate full of sores, and desiring to be fed with crumbs which fell from the rich man's table. Moreover, the dogs came and licked his sores. And it came to pass that the beggar died and was carried by the angels into Abraham's bosom. And the rich man also died and was buried. And in hell he lifted up his eyes.
Hold it right there, preacher. Hey, brother, I'm looking at you, and you looking at me. I got on glasses. You can see that. And I'm looking at you, you ain't got on no glasses. So I said that to say this. When you die, go to hell. The Bible said when the rich man died and fell in hell, his eyes was wide open. He knew where he was.
Have mercy, Lord.
But it was too late.
Have mercy.
No update for eternity. Being punished 365 days out of the year. He studied punishing you. That ain't the end of it, brothers and sisters. That ain't the end of it. And if you go over to the book of Revelation, stand up in me, Holy Ghost. Yes. If you're going over to the book of Revelation,
yes, Lord.
The 20th chapter, in the 14th and 15th verse, the Bible says, death in hell is going to be cast in to the lake of fire. Now listen, if my upper plate fell out, y'all overlook me, because when I preach this hard, sometimes they'll fall out. So y'all overlook me. I'm trying to keep them in this morning. Hallelujah. I was on TBN five or six years ago. I'm preaching so hard. My upper plate fell out. I just picked them up, put them in my pocket. Come on, preacher. They saw me next. Some of my friends saw me next week. They said, Robert Thorne, I saw you on TBN, brother. Your teeth fell out. They just started laughing. I said, praise the Lord. It's one thing about that anointing. When that anointing is on you, you don't care who is around you, who looking at you. When that anointing is on you.
Yes, Lord Jesus.
Thank you. I got to get my upper plate fixed. Yeah, that's all right. Reverend Sam, Revelation
21 and
8. You read Luke 16, 19? Okay, finish it up. We're gonna close it out.
Okay.
Rich man.
And it came to pass that the beggar died and was carried by the angels into Abraham's bosom. And the rich man died and was buried. And in hell he lifted up his eyes, being in torment and seeing Abraham afar off and Lazarus in his bosom. And he cried and said, Father Abraham, have mercy on me.
Now he want mercy. Put your finger right there, preacher. Now he want mercy. Don't you know God is having mercy on somebody right now?
Yes, Lord.
That's the kind of God that we serve. He don't want you to go to hell. It's a one-way ticket. No outdate for eternity. Can you imagine being in a lake of fire? Just burning, and can't burn up? Today is your day, brothers and sisters. Only God knows what's in your heart. I don't know what's in your heart. Only God knows that. But I know, and I believe in my heart, God is knocking. He's knocking on somebody's heart this morning.
Yes, Lord.
Come on.
Yes, Lord.
This is your
yes.
day. I'm waiting for you.
Yes.
I got blessing for you.
Yes, Lord.
Let Billy, turn Billy loose. Face hanging down to his knees. Turn him loose. I got something great for you. He can't bless you the way I can bless you. God is speaking to somebody. You looking at a black man. Black man, uneducated. Making $200 and $300 out. And I'm standing here this Saturday morning giving God all the praise and the glory. What you saying, preacher? God said he ain't no respectable person. What he do for me, he'll do for you. Oh, he's waiting on some of y'all to get it right. Some of y'all is living rough. Some of y'all is living rough, but God said, I'm ready to bless you. Not next week. Not tomorrow. I'll bless you now if your heart get right with me. He looks at the heart. He looks at the heart. Kind of God we serve. Finish it up, preacher. This Holy Ghost is acting up on me, and I love it too.
And send Lazarus that he may dip the tip of his finger in water.
He didn't ask for no glass of water, just the tip. Just the tip. Man, Tom was butting up. And you know some brothers and sisters? His tongue is still burning up over 2,000 years ago.
Have mercy, Lord.
Have no water.
Have mercy, Lord.
Tongue is still burning up.
Yes, Lord.
Can't get no
yes,
water.
Yes, Lord.
I thank God for the kitchen. I'm going to keep saying it because I do. Thank God for you women and men coming down here serving these people. Finish it up, preacher. We're going to close it out, y'all.
And cool my tongue. For I am tormented in this flame.
Tormented. Now, I know some of y'all know what torment is. You let somebody take a knee and just start sticking you. Slicing you. That'd be torment, wouldn't it? See, Satan loved that. He loved to do that. That's his purpose. That's what he do. In John 10 and 10, I think it is he come to kill. to steal and destroy you. That's all he wants to do is get you out of here. He don't care nothing about you, man. Finish it up, preacher.
And Abraham said, "Son, remember that thou in thy lifetime receiveth thou good things, and likewise Lazarus evil things. But now he is comforted, and thou art tormented. And besides all this, between us and you, there is a great gulf fixed, so that they which would pass from hence to you cannot, neither can they pass to us that would come from hence." Then he said, "I pray thee, therefore, Father, that thou wouldest send him to my father's house, for I have five brothers, that he may testify unto them, lest they also come into this place of torment." And Abraham said unto him, "They have Moses and the prophet. Let them hear them." And he said, "Nay, Father Abraham, but if one went unto them from the dead, they will repent." And he said unto him, "If they hear not Moses and the prophets, neither will they be persuaded through one rose from the dead."
That's the word, brothers and sisters. That's the word of God. I'm so glad. We're going to close it out. I'm so glad. My brothers and my sisters. I read now the 14th chapter. Somebody's heart is troubled this morning. Hallelujah. But I'm so glad that he said in his word in John the 14th chapter, "Let not your heart be troubled." Somebody's heart is troubled this morning. But God is telling somebody, "I will lift that burden up off of you. If you're getting right with me this morning, I want to lift it up off of you. I got blessing for you. I got places for you to go. I got things for you to do. If you only give me a chance." I'm so glad that I got the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Judy, where you at? Come on and take your mic, Judy. Hallelujah. I'm going to say my favorite scripture, and I'm going to give this mic back to Judy. Hallelujah. Oh, good God Almighty. Thank God. Thank God.
Thank you.
For the Holy Ghost.
Thank you.
Second Corinthians. Come on, Judy, take your mic. The Holy Ghost is acting up here. In 2 Corinthians, the 5th chapter, in the 17th verse, the Bible says, "If any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. All things is passed away. Behold, all things are become new." Where's Judy at? Judy, take this mic away from me. The Holy Ghost is just acting up.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Good God Almighty.
Hallelujah.
Thank God.
Hallelujah.
Thank God.
Thank you.
For the Holy Ghost.
Thank you.
Judy, where's she at? Oh my God.
The altar's open and you're dismissed. The altar's open. Don't forget, come over here. Amen. Woo!